1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Mexico joins China and Canada in retaliating as President Trump's tariffs on their imports go into effect. Correspondent Vicky Barker.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has just said Mexico will respond to the 25% tariffs imposed by the U.S. by slapping retaliatory tariffs on certain U.S. goods. But she won't announce which U.S.-made products will be affected until Sunday.
Trump is also playing hardball with Ukraine, pausing all U.S. military aid that had been promised during the Biden administration. Alexander Moreshko is a member of Ukraine's parliament.
I couldn't imagine in my worst dreams that Trump would be cutting off military aid to Ukraine when we need it so much.
In New Orleans, partiers have far outlasted the forecast bad weather to celebrate Mardi Gras on Bourbon Street. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The Trump administration's new tariffs take effect today. They'll raise taxes on goods from Canada, Mexico, and China, three of the nation's biggest trade partners. All consumers will feel the effects, and so will producers like farmers. Savannah Tomayosin reports.
Wisconsin farmers are bracing for impact. Michael Slattery is a farmer in Manitowoc County. He grows corn, soybeans, and canning vegetables, and he exports lots of them to other countries. He has a decent idea of how these tariffs could impact him. In 2018, during Trump's first term, when he added tariffs to China and China retaliated, Slattery lost 60% of his revenue.
It takes decades to build up stable market relationships between an exporter and an importer. And so we were losing our biggest importer of agricultural produce because of these Trump tariffs.
Farmers would be affected twofold on exporting their products, and tariffs would raise prices on things like fertilizer and equipment parts necessary to their operations. In 2023, Wisconsin exported almost $4 billion worth of agricultural products. China, Canada, and Mexico are some of the state's largest trade partners.
And in an attempt to get the lead out, a Milwaukee school was emptied out yesterday. An MPS building closed and officials aren't sure when it'll reopen. The Milwaukee Health Department recently found lead after testing in four MPS schools. And a trio of teams from North Central Wisconsin will play for a state hockey championship this week in Madison. Here's Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Kuska.
The Central Wisconsin Storm are looking to defend their championship in girls hockey, making their 16th appearance at state. Tomahawk is the top seed in boys hockey Division II, making it back-to-back years seeking their first state title. And perennial power Wausau West is back at state in Division I for the 18th time, looking to win a championship for the first time in 14 years. State hockey begins Thursday in Madison.
I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
A setback for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers starting left-handed pitcher Aaron Ashby had to leave last night's spring training game in Arizona in the second inning. Manager Pat Murphy says it's an oblique muscle injury requiring an MRI. The Brewers went on to lose to the Reds 5-4. Ashby, the sixth Brewers pitcher, now dealing with an injury. NBA, the Bucks in Atlanta tonight to take on the Hawks. Milwaukee has won six of their last seven games, and they've now moved up to fourth place in the NBA's Eastern Conference. The Badgers men team getting ready to play Minnesota in the Twin Cities. Head coach Greg Gard.
Yeah, it is a border state. You know, we've recruited that area really well. That area has been really good to us. We've got really good players from there. It's important in terms of Big Ten tournament seeding. It's important to get the double bye if you can. And quite frankly, you boil it down to it's your next game and you're competitive and you want to win. The other stuff that can happen from that is a byproduct of, you know, doing good things on Wednesday night.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy with showers today, our high in the low 40s this afternoon. Tonight, rain likely, and it could be heavy at times with rain changing to snow after midnight. And then more snow tomorrow. We could get about 3 to 5 or more inches of snow through Wednesday with strong wind creating blowing snow through Wednesday as well. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
We are joined Wednesday morning by Congressman Mark Pocan for an update on Elon Musk's wrecking ball and what Democrats can do to push back.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Time is 9:07. It is Tuesday, March the 4th of 2025. A little note here before I move any further. March the 4th used to be Inauguration Day. It was in the United States of America, for actually more of our history than not, March the 4th was Inauguration Day, when a new presidential term would begin throughout the late 1700s, throughout the entirety of the 1800s, through the first third of the 1900s, March the 4th was Inauguration Day.
Well, but it happened this year. I think we could use a few more months of President Biden.
But it was actually the reason they moved it from March the 4th, and actually the reason that Inauguration Day back in the early days of our country's history was March the 4th, is because back in the, let's say, the 18th century, it would take weeks and maybe even months to get from one part of the country to the other, because we didn't have trains, we didn't have automobiles, did not have airplanes for
That's
sure.
Right.
And it would take a long time. So like back when Abraham Lincoln was elected president in November of 1860, he had to, you know, take a long trek across the country to get to Washington, D.C. in order to take up his position. And they would have Inauguration Day on March the 4th. And they would stay that way until Franklin Delano Roosevelt's administration. He was inaugurated first on March the 4th of 1933, but they realized that that was during the midst of the Great Depression, and there were many, many, you know, huge issues in that period between Election Day, when he was elected in November, and March. I mean, that was 4 or 5 months. And that we needed...
It's a long time.
Yeah, you didn't want to have a lame duck president for that long who had different priorities. So then the country, the Congress, and the president passed legislation to change the Inauguration Day from March the 4th until moved it up to January the 20th.
A little fun fact about history. Folks, if you didn't know that before.
And there are folks who think we should make that even tighter, because nowadays it's very simple to get from one place to the other, so that the idea, even from November early November to late January, that is 2.5 months, basically, that still is a long time. So who knows, maybe at some point we'll move it up even further. But just a little bit of history to start things off, and we'll have a little more history at the end of the hour as well. But right now, the time is 9:09. Still a little bit of mist out there, some fog. Temperature not bad, 38 degrees. So that's much better than it was if it was 32 or 33.
Oh my gosh, then it'd be so cold.
It'd be slick. The ice is the factor, mm-hmm. But at least being 38, it's don't have to worry as much about ice and slippery conditions. We will have to worry about driving conditions, though, as we expect snow to move in basically in the overnight hours. So we expect the rain to hang around throughout the day and evening tonight, and then the rain and the snow will begin sometime after midnight, probably not until sometime after 2 a.m., and then the snow will be complete. It won't be a mixture. It'll be a complete snow basically after 5 a.m. tomorrow. So that means tomorrow morning during the morning drive, the morning commute, be aware that it's going to be slick out there. It's going to be blowing and drifting conditions as well.
It'll be a mess.
And the snow could be heavy at times. Those wind gusts could be as high as 32 miles per hour tonight, and then as high as 39 miles per hour tomorrow. And look for snow accumulations anywhere from the 2 to 8 inch frame. We've heard.
Be prepared.
Yeah, we heard upwards of 8. I've seen some that maybe it's going to be in the lower 2 to 5. I mean, again, here in,
where you live,
in central Wisconsin, the line is expected to move up and down maybe a little bit, but right around the Wausau area where some of the heaviest snow will be to the north and to the west, and the lighter snow if you're traveling down towards Madison, Milwaukee, the southern part of the state will not get as much snow. So, again, March snowstorm, which always occurs, I tell you, I swear, every time there's a state tournament, the week of the state tournament often will get a major snowstorm. So we're having a major snowstorm tomorrow for much of the state of Wisconsin.
Last few days, I mean, the temperatures have been pretty nice. You haven't had to worry about the snow as much, but you do have to worry about the snow turning into water and then getting on the roads, because you are not supposed to drive through water. It's not good for your tires.
Really?
It's not good for your car either.
Don't want to go through those mini lakes.
My dad is always telling me, he said, anytime you see a puddle on the road, whether it's a small one or a big one, always drive around it, because it does damage to your car if you go straight through it. Sometimes I see the trucks that just zoom
right
through, and you get the big splashes. And
actually, if you have a car,
the trucks can handle it, but still not good.
If you have a car, you certainly don't want to put the accelerator down and say, I'm just going to plow right through it.
Nope.
That will cause some damage to your vehicle. So, exactly right.
So, please be careful tomorrow, because we don't know exactly what we're going to get. But whatever we do get, it's going to be
well. Make sure messy. Make sure as well that you be careful when you're coming in tomorrow.
Oh, yes, because on top of the morning show, we also have the big high school sports show we got to be sure.
Got a long day.
Yeah, it's a lot. A little bit of driving, so you never know how the roads are going to be.
That's right. And real quick note as well, and Brittany had said she's surprised we haven't seen a winter storm warning go into effect yet, but right now the national, and I bet you she's right, I bet you at some point later during the day we will see at least some areas of the state of Wisconsin that get a winter storm warning. But
probably in the later afternoon.
Right now, it is a winter weather advisory that will go into effect from midnight tonight until 6 p.m. Wednesday. So again, midnight tonight, because that's the time frame where you expect the snow to start to move into many areas in Wisconsin. And Marathon County, Portage County, Washera County, Wood County, Menominee County, Northern Marinette County, Northern Oconto County, Shawano County, and Waupaca counties, all part of this winter weather advisory, again, from midnight tonight until 6 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday. And plan on slippery road conditions. The hazardous conditions could impact the Wednesday morning and Wednesday evening commutes. So,
yep.
It's going to be wet today, and then the snow will come up in the overnight hours. And we'll definitely, and again, make sure you tune in, because every hour, twice an hour at the very least, our meteorologists at Civic Media give us the latest weather information. So tune in with as part of our information updates at the top and bottom of every hour with the weather forecast right here on 98.9 WXCO. Also tonight, we do have high school playoff basketball. Yep. Been an interesting winter sports season. We're down to the final couple of weeks here of winter sports, and the boys basketball playoffs get underway tonight. The Newman Catholic High School boys basketball team will hit the road to Wabino Leona for a Division V regional quarterfinal. We will have live coverage of that one, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening tip at 7 o'clock. That's tonight. Newman Cardinal playoff basketball right here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Then don't forget as well, Thursday and Friday, we have coverage of the state hockey tournament. I will be heading down to the Madison area after the show on Thursday. Thursday night, we will have the Central Wisconsin Storm in action. Storm defending state champs, looking for yet another title. They will play in a semifinal Wednesday evening at Bob Suter's Legacy 20 Arena in Middleton. Storm, the number 2 seed at the state tournament. They'll take on number 3 seeded Eau Claire area. 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 for the opening faceoff. Again, 7:06 airtime, Central Wisconsin Storm state tournament hockey on Thursday night. And then on Friday, the Wausau West hockey team in the state Division One hockey tournament. They will play at 2 p.m. on Friday afternoon. We will have live coverage of that one, starting with the pregame at 1:35 as well. And then, of course, if the Storm and the Warriors win, they would be involved in the state championship games coming up on Saturday. The Storm would be Saturday afternoon, and the Warriors would be on Saturday night. And Friday night, we will have coverage of both the Marathon and Wausau West boys basketball teams in their first playoff games. Tom Weaver will be with the Marathon squad, and knock on wood, I will be with the Wausau West team, because it's going to be a little bit of a tight squeeze like last Friday. But if there's no overtime with the West hockey game on Friday afternoon, I think I'll be able to get back to the field house for that one with the Warriors and the DC Everest Evergreen. So
this weekend I'll be very busy when it comes to high school sports.
Yep, I'll be running around. I'm staying down there on Thursday night. So I'll be doing the show Friday morning from my Middleton hotel room. But that's the nice thing about it. We have the technology to be able to do that, so I'll be able to join you and our guests on Friday morning before heading back to the arena for the Wausau West game Friday afternoon. So, again, a lot of excitement, a lot of travel. But why do we do this? Why is it? I mean, it's there's a lot to do here. I mean, there's a lot of travel involved. Got to get a hotel room. Got to run back and forth. Why the heck do we do this?
We do it because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that still covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So we
do worth all the guests, the money that you have to pay, all the meals, all the hotels. It's worth all of that.
It is, and especially for the state games. And we hope
these
athletes
work very, very hard.
Yes,
and they should
be
very proud of themselves.
You're exactly right on that account. So, yeah, busy week. And don't forget the big high school sports show tomorrow night, 6 till 8, D.C. Evers boys basketball coach Oliver Drake. And then our student-athlete guest, Drake Kuharski. So our coach guest last name is Drake, and our student-athlete guest, the first name is Drake.
Two Drakes on the same show.
It's a Drake night. So that's tomorrow from 6 till 8, big high school sports show presented by K5 Construction. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM, Bull Falls Radio.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Chad Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. On the Civic Media app and at YouTube.com on the 98.9 WXCO page as well. Again, you can join us, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. That's the number to call or text, and you can also use your Civic Media app. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to delve more into the idea of the mayor vetoing that suggestion from the city council last night about Medicaid and asking, you know, representatives to protect it. Got more thoughts on that coming up at the bottom of the hour. At the end of the program, we will have our daily history lesson. We will talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. We will also talk about some of the celebrity birthdays and special events being acknowledged today, and have our number for the day quiz with Ian Walsh. And normally, normally I give you the topic for the number for the day quiz during the first segment of the second hour, but we got into all that other stuff. And never
talk about.
Never even brought that up, but I think we should let you know what the number for the day.
What's the topic for today, then?
The Academy Awards.
Oh,
we just had that on Sunday night. So Academy Awards, as Ian will try to get back to even for the week. Get above that line or passing grade.
That'll be an interesting
topic
for sure.
Yeah, well, it's got a number involved in it. So we're going to have the number for the day involving the Academy Awards with Ian coming up at about 9:56 this morning. He is 0-for-1 so far this week, but last week...
Gotta get back on the winning track.
Last week he got Monday wrong and then had four in a row right, so he's going to try to do that again starting off today.
I know we're going to talk about this in the next segment, but something I wanted to mention is that a term that the mayor used, stay in your lane.
Right.
It's something that really bothers me because staying in your lane is like basically saying that, you know, things are fine as they are. We don't need to change anything. Let's just keep things the way they are because it's easier to just, you know, keep things the way they are than try to fight for change. And that is just so frustrating that, you know, think of it this way. A change is not easy. I'm not saying it is. And change is not always...
No, it's hard.
Well, it's good, but...
it's very hard.
Change can be worth it. It can be good if you do it the right way. I mean, not all change is bad or good, but a change is necessary to improve and make things better.
You said it, I think, very well, because I think when you hear that term, you see something wrong, and you want to change it. And then somebody says, no, just stay in your lane. That's not your responsibility. Don't be involved in that way. And
if I stayed in my lane, I would never have become an actor.
Exactly. Sure. I mean, and there's so many.
It would have gone outside of my comfort.
Rosa Parks would have stayed in the back of the bus. I mean, there's so many examples. Martin Luther King would not have, started the bus boycott, would not have had the sit-ins. There's so many different areas where people had stayed in their lane. Horrible things would have continued to happen. But the only way that significant change happens is to sometimes put on that signal and go from one lane to the other and make that your lane. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Absolutely. And the fact that the mayor says that, you know, says a lot about his character, honestly. It's like he doesn't want things to change. He wants to keep things as they are because he wants to be in control of the situation, which is exactly what he did with the council last night.
Well, they make a good point there as well, because I think
they had a plan to, you know, protect the Medicaid, and he was like, no, let's just, you stay in your lane and let me handle this.
The thing about it is there's not even really anything that they're doing. It's only saying this should be a priority for those who are serving from the state of Wisconsin, both at the state level and at the federal level. It's not a case where the council even made was doing something. It just said, hey, this is a priority, and if you don't protect it, it's going to cause us issues here at this level. So
that's right.
You're exactly right in terms of it's just same priorities. And also, I think what you just said is interesting as well, because you look at, again, I think when it comes to elected leadership, and I'm not saying that the new mayor or the old mayor, you know, talking about characters, good or bad, but they definitely have different ways of trying to use their platform. Mm-hmm. Because Mayor Rosenberg was very active in saying, hey, I'm going to use my position and my platform in order to try to make our area a better place for all of our residents to live in.
That's right.
And there were folks on the right that did not like that she was getting involved in some of these areas where they felt like, no, you shouldn't be involved. You shouldn't be trying to make Wausau a community for all. You should not be protecting maybe some of the more, what's the proper term here? It'll come to me. But some of the folks that don't have the power. And one of the things that, as I said in the first hour, that Doug Denny ran on is that he was just going to be somebody that ran the nuts and bolts operations at City Hall. He wasn't going to make moral statements from the mayor's office. And that is a way of doing it. I mean, if that's the way that he feels as though that his position should not be getting involved in some of the moral issues within our community, so be it. That can be a way of running your office. But at the same time, the people who vote and the people who live in this community have to realize, hey, what do you want from your mayor? And do you want your mayor vetoing an idea of saying to our elected representatives at the state and federal level, hey, protect Medicaid? Well, he's obviously making a statement here. And we're going to go into it more coming up after this information update. We have news, weather, sports, entertainment all coming up. And then more on this veto that was put out by the mayor. On, again, it's not actual legislation. It's just, hey, please protect Medicaid funding. It'll make our jobs easier. So we're going to come back with that as we continue here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A certain type of vehicle is being targeted in Milwaukee, and it's not the one you're thinking of. Stuart J. Waddles has more about the strange way of staying safe these days.
If you own a Nissan, get yourself a nice metal box or some tinfoil. The recent rise in thefts of those vehicles in Milwaukee is said to be intercepted key fob data, with it now being recommended to cover up your key. Criminals are using a reprogramming tool to snag the signals from the air and make their own versions of your key. Milwaukee police say this type of theft has happened at least 9 times recently.
And the United Way of Marathon County is opening up a life survey to the public. The survey will be online and available in 9 different languages. They want to know the issues that people care about most and what they can do to solve them. In the past, people were randomly chosen to take this survey, and now they want as many responses as possible. You have until the end of May. And Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is proposing increases in fees for fish, game, and wildlife licenses in his biennial budget proposal. The price of most licenses and tags would increase by $10 to $20. Some of those increases would essentially double the cost for specific licenses, including resident deer, resident small game, and resident trapping. DNR officials say the last time license fees were increased for residents was in 2005. But Governor Evers' last biennial budget increased fees for non-residents only. And it's time to apply for the 2025 elk hunt. The application period for the hunt is open now until May 31st. Residents can purchase the elk license application online through the Go Wild License portal or in person through a licensed sales agent. When filling out the application, potential hunters will be asked to select the specific zone they're applying for. And DNR officials say this year's elk hunt will include more opportunities in the Black River Elk Range. And Girl Scout troops are actively selling cookies now through the end of March. Boxes are available to buy at local grocery stores here in Wausau. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some fun moments during Sunday's Oscar broadcast included Queen Latifah looking like she wore a parachute to the event during her nice tribute to Quincy Jones. There was also Adrian Brody, who won his second Best Actor Oscar for his performance in the nearly four-hour-long film The Brutalist, and his acceptance speech was almost as long. There was Timothée Chalamet, who some thought was the odds-on favorite for Best Actor, dressed in a bright yellow pantsuit. Luckily, it's Hollywood, and the people around him were already wearing sunglasses. It's always exciting when history is made at such a big event. Anora writer-director Sean Baker won 4 Oscars for the film, becoming the first person ever to win 4 Academy Awards for the same film. The critically acclaimed director took home trophies for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture. He is also the film's producer, and he won an Oscar for Best Editing. Anora was the talk of the night as lead actress Mikey Madison won Best Actress, giving Anora 5 Oscars out of 6 nominations. Not a bad Sunday. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy with showers today, our high in the low 40s this afternoon. Tonight, rain likely, and it could be heavy at times with rain changing to snow after midnight. And then more snow tomorrow. We could get about 3 to 5 or more inches of snow through Wednesday with strong wind creating blowing snow through Wednesday as well. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2:30, I'm joined by Megan Rowe of Opportunity Wisconsin to talk about the devastating cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid that Republicans are supporting. Join us.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Tuesday night, it's the start of the high school boys basketball playoffs as the Newman Catholic High School boys basketball team travels to Wabino, Leona for a Division V regional quarterfinal. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening tip-off at 7 p.m. Newman Catholic High School basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, and Sun Printing. It's Newman Catholic at Wabino, Leona in a boys basketball Division V regional quarterfinal. Tuesday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening tip at 7 on Wausau's only radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Life is so strange. When you don't know, how can you tell where you're going to? You can't be sure of any situation. Something could change, and then you won't know.
Chan Home Show 98.9 WXCO. The sun has actually peaked out. It was so dark before. It was raining, and now actually the sun is showed up a little bit here in downtown Wausau. That's, yeah, it is very nice. Corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, our 98.9 WXCO studios with Ian Welsh. I'm Chan Holmes.
I think that's an appropriate question to ask after the council meeting is, where do we go from here?
And, of course, we will hear from the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, tonight. I'm sure many people ask, where are we going from here after he speaks to a joint session of Congress tonight? But, fortunately, I will be not watching that because I will be watching Newman Catholic High School boys basketball tonight. Cardinal boys in a Division V regional quarterfinal at Wabino, Leona, and instead of Donald Trump, you can tune in to the broadcast of the Cardinals, 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening tip, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. But last night, the Wausau Common Council had unanimously approved a resolution. The resolution was actually approved back at the February 25th meeting, but it was last night that Doug Dinney, the mayor of Wausau, vetoed it. And again, it's just a resolution asking state and federal representatives for the state of Wisconsin to protect Medicaid funding.
And as you mentioned earlier, the vote was
10 to 0 with one abstention.
Which is not something you see happen every
day. No,
it
does not.
That's a big deal.
And the thing about it is, the mayor said that there were two reasons for the veto. That the city has enough work for council members, which is, again, that's a silly reason. And the council would be best to stay in its lane.
Which is very frustrating to hear.
I mean, neither of those are good reasons. I'm sorry. Those do not work. And he also said that he accused the council of abusing its position to promulgate Democrat Party messaging and scare people. I got a couple of things to unpack with that one statement.
Yeah.
Number one, I mentioned earlier as well that when a conservative politician uses the term Democrat Party, he does it intentionally as a slur, he or she.
So again, it's a bad word.
In the basically, it's the Democratic Party, but the right likes to call it Democrat Party. I mean, just because, and again, it's silly. It's silly to think of it as, because whatever. But that is an intentional use of the language because he does not use the proper terminology for the Democratic Party. And then he said that it's to scare people. Mr. Mayor, there are reasons that people should be concerned when it comes to funding of everything right now under the umbrella of the government. We are seeing Donald Trump and Elon Musk take out the chainsaw, as Elon Musk has famously already brought out, and just cut without any thought. So the idea that it would be scaring people to ask our representatives to do what they can to protect Medicaid funding, it is not a scare tactic.
Nope.
So again, there's nothing here that indicates to me any sort of reasonable reasons behind this veto. It's not. And we got a text from Julie in Wausau. I think what the council did shows their care and empathy for residents.
A very important concept right now.
She continues, the language and tone of the mayor doesn't. His attitude is very different from the one he campaigned on. And I've said this over the months. He was on this program a number of times, both as a candidate and then early on as the mayor. And he came across as, yes, conservative, more conservative definitely than Mayor Rosenberg. But he came across as somebody that tried to indicate that he was not of the MAGA stripe, not somebody that would be lockstep in line with Donald J. Trump.
He talked like he was someone who was going to get the job done.
Yeah, do the job. Do the job.
Go to work.
Yes.
On day one, he was going to go in there and make a difference.
And not do stunts. But then he did the stunt.
And then it all went weird.
Late September, he put on the hard hat. He put on the vest. He went out there, had the cameras.
And posted on social media.
And hauled away the Dropbox. It was a stunt, number one. A mega stunt. Mm-hmm. To say, hey to MAGA. Hey, I'm with you guys on your claims of voter fraud. And since then, he has not backed off an inch on it. He continues to claim he did nothing wrong. And now here, this idea of, and I think Julie's text hits it. It's not legislation. The council has no control over Medicaid funding, but the council is right that if there are changes, if there are cuts, that it would affect what is expected. The needs of the people within the city of Wausau that could lead to the council having to do certain things in order to aid the people of Wausau in the future, should that happen. So the idea that this is somehow outside their lane, I think, is inherently wrong. I think this is the city council showing, as Julie said in the text, their concern for the people of this community. But again, I think just as importantly, the last part of what that text said is that the tone from the mayor, it is, again, indicating to certain people where he stands. It indicates to certain people what he believes. It indicates to certain people whose side he is really on. And it's not the side of the people trying to protect Medicaid.
It's different from when he was campaigning, because when he was campaigning as the mayor, well, a mayoral candidate, you know, we've had him on the show and we've had talked, and I believe that he was a fair choice. I thought he was going to be a good worker. I thought he was going to be for the people to work for positive changes. And just and then just he pulls this a stunt and he doesn't even apologize. He doesn't even accept responsibility for it. And it's like, what are you doing, sir?
And this resolution is not something that has not happened before. Again, there's a complete write-up on the meeting and this issue at wasadailyherald.com. Eric Fonts is the writer and says that the resolution mirrors past resolutions made by the Wausau Common Council on matters such as federal block grant funding and the sale of cocktails to go. That was said by the council president, Lisa Rasmussen. She said, I think it's important for our elected leaders at the upper levels of government to know what we want to see and what effect that would have on our local communities. Sarah Watson, District 8 Alder, had brought the resolution to the Public Health and Safety Committee on February the 17th. It was approved, again, unanimously, 4-0. Watson said in the meeting, I hope that you look at this resolution as not just about numbers, it's about the real people in our community. She said that nearly 23% of our residents rely on Medicaid for health care, mental health support, and long-term care. Cuts to Medicaid can help put these folks at risk while also really putting an extra burden on our local hospitals and public services like police and fire. And that's the point. The idea that this has nothing to do with local government, no. Everything that the federal government and then the state government does, for lack of a better term, trickle down to the local levels and the local government in terms of what they have to fund, in terms of the areas that they have to be concerned with for their communities. So I don't understand. Well, maybe I shouldn't say I don't understand, because the mayor, again, is making a statement here when he vetoes this resolution.
He's showing his true colors.
He is, again, I think, trying to, and whether or not it's trying to stay on the good side of the people that put quite a bit of money into his campaign, could be that, I don't know. But it also is, again, indicating to those on the MAGA right that he is one of them. And I just think that is a great concern. And I don't think in the long run it's going to help the mayor of Wausau. I don't think in the long run it's going to help him do maybe some of the things he wants to accomplish. Because when you align yourself on the far right of the political spectrum with the MAGA folks at this time in our history, it's going to make it more difficult, I think, for him to be able to get the support that he needs in order to pass certain things that he would like to, I'm sure, accomplish during this term. But again, when you come out and say, I am going to stand with those folks and not with these folks, it then makes those folks who, the 10 people that put out this resolution, think, well, are you for cutting Medicaid?
It's painting a certain picture in people's minds.
It opens up a lot more questions. Because, again, it makes it more difficult for local governments all throughout the state of Wisconsin if these cuts continue. Because we've seen this. We've seen this over and over again. Yes, we've seen it when it comes to school funding. The burden is left on the individual school districts. We've seen it when the shared revenue was not keeping up with what the needs are for the local communities. It puts them in bad spots. So, again, the idea that this has nothing to do with local government is a fallacy on its face. So, again, you can get more information on this by going to wasadailyherald.com. Check out Eric Fon's story. But, again, it was a very interesting use of mayoral power, because you have so much credit in the bank when you're a politician, when you're a leader, and you have to decide where you're going to use that credit. And here he's decided he's going to step up and say, nope, we don't want you to protect Medicaid fund. Maybe, I mean, I shouldn't say it that way, because it's not maybe about the Medicaid funding itself, but at the same time, saying that this resolution is vetoed. I don't know what that means, in fact. Does it mean that can the council override the veto? I don't know. But, again, an interesting story last night in the city of Wausau. The time is 9:49. We will have our daily history lesson coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Yamato, the drummers of Japan return to the Grand Theater in Wausau with their Power of Human Strength tour. Experience the explosive energy of these talented musicians when they take the stage on Friday, March 7th. With more than 40 different taiko drums, Yamato engulfs the audience in energetic sound. Yamato. Tickets at grandtheater.org.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM, Bull Falls Radio.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, 9:51 here on, and I should say now it's 9:52 here on this Tuesday morning, March the 4th of 2025. It is day number 63 of this year, so we are down to 302 days remaining in the year 2025.
Almost past the 300 mark.
Almost. We are getting there, so time is flying while we're sometimes having fun.
We have fun.
Some famous events that have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1918, the first cases of what was called the Spanish flu were reported among soldiers at Fort Riley, Kansas. By 1920, nearly one in a four Americans had suffered from this strain of the flu, killing about 675,000. Worldwide estimates put the death toll at 50 million or more.
That's terrible.
On this date in 1925, 100 years ago today, Calvin Coolidge became the first president of the United States to have his inauguration broadcast on radio. On this date in 1950, Walt Disney introduced the movie Cinderella. On this date in 1966, John Lennon of the Beatles created an international controversy when he said the Beatles are probably bigger than Jesus right now. On this date in 1971, the final episode of Family Affair aired on CBS. On this date in 1979, the Mary Tyler Moore Hour premiered. It was an American sitcom variety show starring Mary Tyler Moore, but it would only last 11 episodes. On this date in 1994, John Candy died. A great comedian. He was only 43 years old. He started as a member of the Second City and then had great movie films such as Uncle Buck, Spaceballs, Cool Runnings, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
With Steve Martin.
Yeah, he had so many wonderful roles. So Steve Martin. John Candy, who starred with Steve Martin in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. He passed away on this date in 1994. Also on this date, in 2008, Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre announced he was retiring, but he would be back in the NFL that very same season.
But isn't that when he played for the Vikings?
That was the year he played with the Jets, and then he went to the Vikings.
Oh,
he had one year with the Jets.
I'm not happy about that.
Yeah, exactly right. Some famous folks are celebrating birthdays today. Actor Catherine O'Hara of Home Alone and A Mighty Wind, 71 years old today. Michael T. Williamson played Bubba in Forrest Gump, 68 years old. Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond and The Middle, 67. Steven Weber of Wings is 64. Also, Patsy Kensit, actor, is 57 years old today as well. And Jenna Boyd from the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants is 32. Some special events. It is Fun Facts About Names Day. It is Dance the Waltz Base, Dance the Waltz Day, Grammar Day, Snack Day. It is March 4th. F-O-R-T-H. Yep. So March 4th.
Oh.
Forward. March 4th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I just got that. Check.
All right. It is Hug a G.I. Day. Hug a G.I. Day. So there you go. And time for our number for the day.
Yes.
Our number for the day quiz with Ian Welch.
Academy Awards is the title.
Academy Awards.
Yes.
Of course, Sunday night was the Oscar Awards. It aired on the ABC television network.
A lot of great movies.
Exactly right. And we have the viewership numbers for the Oscars. Okay. So our number for the day is, what was the viewership numbers for the Academy Awards across ABC and Hulu?
Okay.
Is the correct answer 8.07 million? Is the correct answer 18.07 million? Is the correct answer 28.07 million people?
Well, the Academy Awards are a pretty big deal, huh? Number of viewers over ABC and Hulu. Okay.
This year, it was a 7% decrease from last year. So throw that in there as well.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm going to say, what were the choices again? I got to make sure I get the numbers right.
It is 8.07 million, 18.07 million, and 28.7 million. I should say 28.07 million. So 8, 18, and 28.07.
Okay, I'm going to say 18.07 million. I'm going to go with B. It's my final answer. I lock it in. I went with 18.
All right. The viewership for the 97th Academy Awards on Sunday on ABC and Hulu was 18.07 million viewers. So you got it right. One for two.
Oh, sorry. I was getting ahead of myself.
But 50% at this point. Very good.
Oh.
Hey, real quick, I need to make a note here. I just found out in the last minute that tonight's Newman Catholic boys basketball playoff game at Wabino Leona, because of the weather, it's been moved up an hour. Tip-off will be at 6 p.m. tonight. Oh. Opening tip, so we'll be on the air at 5:50. So again, Newman Cardinal boys playoff basketball at Wabino Leona, 6 o'clock tip, 5:50 airtime, right here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM, mobile devices, Alexa, by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. So
make it down so you don't forget.
Absolutely. So, folks, tune in an hour earlier for Newman playoff basketball. Ian, have a great rest of your Tuesday.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Have a great day.
We'll have Christine Daniels from the Good News Project joining us tomorrow morning, plus a look at the weather. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. We'll see you then here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we all want clean drinking water. What about road salt? What happens with that? We'll kick that around tomorrow. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Stocks are down dramatically with President Trump's tariffs and retaliation from China, Mexico, and Canada now reality. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says you'll likely pay a lot more for a lot of things.
This is completely dependent on how long these tariffs stay in place and what the retaliation looks like. So it does tend to lead to higher prices.
As the U.S. pauses military aid to Ukraine, Europe isn't standing still. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
This is a moment for Europe, and we are ready to step up.
Two storms collide, and that means severe weather from the Rockies on east this week. This is meteorologist Craig Allen.
Tens of millions of people will be affected by either wintry weather or severe thunderstorms and heavy rainfall over the next 48 hours.
A dismal forecast did not cancel this morning's Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
I'm Brittany.